special counsel eyes the White House
to set up an interview with the president.
North and South Korea hold talks.
Making progress, except on the biggest issue of all.
A friend of Oprah on the presidential buzz.
She's intrigued by the idea. I don't think she's actually considering it.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Simmons Beauty Rest.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. The wheels are in motion for the special counsel in the Russia investigation to pose some questions to the President of the United States. We're live with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Well, CBS News confirms the President's lawyers met with special counsel Robert Mueller just before Christmas. The key topic of that December 22nd meeting, how Mueller and his team might get President Trump on the record in the Russia probe. It's the subject of delicate negotiations on the timing, manner, and place of such an interview. We're told both sides laid out their initial views of how they'd like to proceed. These discussions are said to be in the preliminary stages. Mr. Trump's team is weighing questions of executive privilege and the prerogatives of the office. The White House refused to answer any questions about this yesterday, referring them all to the president's private attorneys. Steve?
And this morning, Stephen, the president meets with lawmakers on the fate of young immigrants.
Yeah, the goal for this meeting is to hammer out a deal that both parties can live with. But going in, top congressional Democrats said it was alarming to them that the president's asking for $18 billion for the border wall. Standing alongside his fellow Republicans at Camp David this past weekend, the president said, quote, "The wall's going to happen or we're not going to have DACA." That's a deal for the dreamers.
That's White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. For the first time in 2 years, there were talks today between North and South Korea as the North beefs up its military might and the South prepares to host the Winter Olympics. Asia correspondent Ben Tracy.
The North quickly offered to send a high-level delegation, including athletes, a cheering squad, and performing arts groups. The South asked that the two countries march together at the opening and closing ceremonies and resume reunions of families separated during the Korean War.
The two countries have agreed to hold future discussions on reducing military tensions. North Korea expert John DeLury.
I'm seeing a lot of political will in Pyongyang and here in Seoul that the two sides want to make this a very different year, that they're serious about dialogue, and that really they're talking about more than the Winter Olympics, but they have to take this step by step.
Well, now to Southern California, where heavy rain in the wildfire zone has raised fears of mudslides. CBS's Carter Evans is covering.
Mudslide conditions are so dangerous, officials ordered mandatory evacuations of burn areas even before the rain began.
It's always worrisome. Mud is definitely something that you have no control over.
The debris flow will be coming down the street, and so we're just kind of putting an extra berm so it doesn't end up in the front yard.
Some whose homes survived the Thomas Fire now face the threat of not just water and mud, but debris left behind in the fire's aftermath.
Mudslides, fires, hurricanes. It was a rough 2017, and the government says it was the costliest year on record for disasters, $306 billion. Harvey, second only to Katrina, on the costliest hurricane list at $125 billion. No let-up to the online outpouring over a possible Oprah Winfrey presidential run. Ivanka Trump called her Golden Globe speech on women and sexual harassment empowering and inspiring. That drew derision from people who pointed out President Trump's accusers. On CBS This Morning, host and Oprah confidant Gayle King was asked about the presidential chatter.
She's intrigued by the idea. I do think that. I also know that after years of watching the Oprah show, you always have the right to change your mind. I don't think at this point she is actually considering it. But listen, there are people who have said they want to be her campaign manager, who want to quit their jobs and campaign for her. She loves this country and would like to be of service in some way.
Most opinion pieces in major newspapers this morning argue that it would be a bad idea for Winfrey to run. Widespread flu is now reported in 46 states. In California alone, more than 20 deaths are blamed on the flu, and vaccine supplies are short in some areas. CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
The strain that's most prevalent this year is something called H3N2, and that tends to cause especially severe illness. Last season's vaccine was only 32% effective against H3N2. Now, it's unclear how effective this year's vaccine will be, and the CDC has advised beginning antiviral treatment as soon as possible.
Secretary of State Tillerson says returning U.S. diplomats to Cuba now would be putting people intentionally in harm's way and won't happen anytime soon. CBS's Steve Dorsey says lawmakers today will learn more about the sonic attack that left U.S. diplomats in Havana with everything from hearing loss to brain damage.
A Senate Foreign Relations Subcommittee will hear from the State Department's heads of Western Hemisphere Affairs, Diplomatic Security, and Medical Services. 24 Americans and some Canadians stationed in Havana were injured. Investigators have come up short, though, with an explanation of who and what was responsible for the mysterious injuries.
In court papers filed in California, the former Google engineer who was fired last year for questioning the company's commitment to diversity claims his ouster was driven by a corporate culture that discriminates against white men and conservatives. The lawsuit from James Damore seeks class action status to represent other former and current Google employees. New mystery today about the SpaceX satellite that was launched Sunday night under a cloud of secrecy. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood says there are fears the projects ended abruptly.
Some of the published reports have indicated the satellite may have failed to separate from the Falcon 9's second stage and thus plunged back into the atmosphere. There are other indications that say that may not be the case at all. The satellite was cataloged by U.S. Space Command, which is normally only done for payloads that actually reach orbit.
Well, college football's national title game was out of this world.
It was one of the most dramatic endings in college football history.
Touchdown! Alabama wins!
The call on ESPN as Alabama in overtime beats Georgia 26-23. The game winner came on a picture-perfect 41-yard touchdown pass from a 19-year-old freshman, Tua Tagovailoa.
I hit him in. Now, here we are now.
This morning, Alabama fans are ecstatic.
I feel great.
Steve Futterman, CBS News at the national championship game in Atlanta.
A private firm has asked some questions of employers and workers, too. Here's CBS's Gary Nunn.
Employers will be looking to hire more recent college grads. What's more, says Jennifer Grass of Career Builder.
You're also going to see more employers hiring for potential. This is a big trend. 66% said they would train and hire workers who may not have all the skills needed for the job.
As for those already in the workforce,
40% of workers planning to change jobs in 2018. So that means employers will not only have challenges in finding new talent, but also in retaining the talent they currently have.
Grass describes the 2018 labor market as a perfect storm for someone looking for a job. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
Well, Tavis Smiley may have lost his job at PBS, but he's back out with a new series that will stream online and air on a religious channel that's aimed at black viewers. Smiley, fired for inappropriate relationships with subordinates, will also host a five-city town hall on workplace issues. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.